Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh no, that was a little weak here. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you, and it's just a blessing. I was talking to a few people, and they said, a couple from the Bible study, they said that they came and they left and there was nothing. And they got out at a church and there was snow everywhere and it was coming down. And I said, I left Troy with just tiny little flurries. And I got off of right up here, the road. What? Well, I was on Troy. I was turning on to Troy Urbana. And as soon as I turned on the Troy Urbana, it was snowing so hard. And I thought, oh, Lord. And then I thought, thank you, Lord. I'm going to pass this test. I'm not going to get frustrated. But anyway, and I'll tell you more about that in my message this morning about passing the test. But it's so good to see all of you this morning. And we want to welcome you on this fourth Sunday in Lent. And we are so glad that you're here today in spite of the colder weather. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about what Jesus means when he deals with this issue of facing temptation, or as we will see, testings in life. And as we begin our service today, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Well, let's join together there this morning for our call to worship. How blessed we are that God loves and forgives us.
Thanks be to God for such great mercy.
God makes us new in Christ.
Thanks be to God for new beginnings.
Come, let us worship and be thankful.
We will lift songs to God who refreshes with grace.
Well, let's join together and sing an oldie. I think many of us know that. 235, Lead Me to Calvary. You can sing it up on the PowerPoint too. We're going to be doing the first, second, and fourth verse this morning.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourn and wept. Angels in robes of light arrayed guarded thee while thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even thy cup of grief to share.
Let's join together for our opening prayer. God of mercy, we gather to worship you because we believe you have the power to change the world for the better with your love. Inspire us with a vision of your love that will transform us and your world through the love we meet in Jesus Christ. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we're going to sing another oldie, Beneath the Cross, 226. We're going to be doing three verses of that hymn this morning.
Of Jesus, I gladly take my stand. The shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land. Oh, home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way. From the
invite our kids to come down if they would make their way this morning.
Are you coming?
Here they come. All right.
Okay, I'm going to do something different this morning.
I have something, so I think I'm going to pick on Katie. I think she'll work just perfect. So stand up, Katie. We're going to have a little fun here for a minute this morning. You trust me? There's a little hump there for a minute. You trust me? Can I blindfold you? Okay, all right. Here we go. Get you blindfolded here real good. All right. Hope I'm not pulling on your hair. Okay, I think that's pretty good. Okay, now, I want you to walk to clear over here by the piano. Now, can you get around the kids by yourself, or would you like me to help you? Okay, so take my hand. There it is. Okay, good. All right. Let's see if we can do this without stepping on Miss Ashley. We made it! Good job. Give her a hand this morning. All right. Here, let's pull this out. There you go. Thank you. Could you see through it a little bit?
No.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. I was trying. It worked perfectly. Now, what's going on there? Why did I have her do that? Well, you know what? Sometimes when we're walking through life, we can face a lot of different things, can't we? Now, as you get older, you will realize that more. Right now, who helps take care of you? Moms and dads, yeah, who else does? Grandma and grandpas, yeah. Is it? Yes, nanas, yes, and grandpas, that's right. That's right. Does anybody else help us once in a while? Sometimes aunt and uncles, yes, yes. Who else might help us at times? You think your teachers do sometimes? Yeah, they do. Have you ever had your teachers, I probably shouldn't ask this, I might, you don't have to answer or anything, but sometimes teachers will say, no, I'll pick on Katie again. Katie, I think you need to make better choices. I've heard teachers say that to kids, and I don't know if I've ever said that to any of the kids, but sometimes teachers, because sometimes, you know, when everything's going on in our lives, and we're at school or with our friends, sometimes we do things that we wish we wouldn't have done. I'm going to confess, I did something in seventh grade that I shouldn't have done. We were walking from one building to the next, and we walked by the back of the lunchroom. And it just so happened today that that morning that the bread man came. And they have these big plastic kind of containers about this high, and they have all the bread in there, and they brought those into the school, and the lunch ladies put them along the wall where we were walking through to go to the other building. Well, some of my friends in front of me flipped it down, one of them down, with the bottom on the top. And dummy me, without even thinking, jumped on it, acting like it was a trampoline, and guess what it did? It broke. It broke. Well, we all took off. A little bit later in the day, Mr. Cornett, our principal, knocks on Mr. Long, our history teacher's door, and he said, come in. Mr. Cornett, come in. He goes, I'd like to see Jason Egbert. Yeah, I got in trouble for that. Because I made a dumb mistake without even thinking about it. Well, you know what? Sometimes we make mistakes in life, don't we? And just like I was there helping Katie to make it from this side over to here without stepping on any of you, she did a good job by taking my hand and trusting me and following me. Well, guess what? God is there for us. Jesus is there for us. And that's when we trust in God and trust in Jesus. It's kind of like taking our hand in God's hand or Jesus' hand and following him. And he will help us through life. Sometimes to avoid pitfalls, yes, we will still make mistakes. We will still sometimes fall and stumble and trip over people and situations and make bad choices. But God is there to pick us up. Because you know what? If Katie would have tripped over one of you and fell, guess who would have been the first person there to help her get up? Me. I would have helped her right back up. And you know what? God is there for each of us to help us through every day in our life. Okay? All right. I mean, you're going downstairs and I'm... Oh, okay. Jenny's got it. I wasn't sure who had it today. So, Miss Bree is in Arizona with her son. So, well, let's go to our time of prayer, and maybe you have a joy or concern this morning, as we do, and so we want to invite you to
Share those with us this morning. So somebody this morning, joys or concerns? Yes.
Well, I hope this is true. I read on Facebook, I think Ellie's supposed to get home today.
Yes, that is true. Her daughter posted that.
Yes.
Yes, and so thank God that is good news, and we're thankful for that. Yes.
And it says there are very few people signed up so far. So.
Okay. Yes, yes. They will probably need to. I know daughters, granddaughters. I've met some of them already, and they will be there, but they're going to need help because at least the daughters are working. And yeah. So if anybody can try to help, if you're not on Facebook, you might maybe try calling. I don't have Ellie's daughter's number, but that might be a way. But if you're on Facebook, there was a thing going around on there where you can sign up for different times and stuff like that. But if anybody would like to help, yeah.
If anybody wants to call me, I can go ahead and put you down.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you for doing that. Yes, that would be wonderful. Yeah. That way the family kind of knows what's going on and stuff. Yeah. Because Elaine already signed up. I saw that.
I have a meal train on my Facebook page, and people can go right into it.
Okay. So if you're friends with Elaine, you can go right to her page, and it'll be on her page there, and you can click on it. Thank you for that. Anybody else? Yes. Okay, so we want to remember Mandy. Did we pray? We prayed for her last week, didn't we? Yes. Yeah, so we want to lift up Mandy as she is going through surgery this week. And someone else. Yeah.
The family of Bill Swab is the last name.
Okay, I'm assuming that there was a loss of a loved one there.
A classmate, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we want to remember the Swab family this morning. Someone else, joys or concerns? Yeah.
We announced, Linda and I, a couple of times about Alex, who got accidentally shot.
Yes.
And he is home and some better, but not a lot. He can do his schoolwork and stuff. But the Do Good restaurant is having his family for the whole month of April.
Oh, that's great. Because what they do is when you give your tips, you know, that all the tips for that whole month goes to the family. And I mean, they've given, there's been, yeah, one time there was 10, 15,000 they gave to a family in 1 month that needed to get one of those electric scooter cart things, you know, that you see some people drive and so forth. So for a multi-handicapped young person. So we want to remember Alex as and prayers for recovery from that gunshot there. So someone else. Yes.
Unspoken.
Yeah. And we know the Lord knows that need. Anybody else this morning? Okay, another unspoken. Anybody else? Yeah.
Keep Connie in her prayers. She's just having some issues with, they don't know what it is. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know anything about that. Okay.
She's getting better. But...
Okay, so we want to lift up Connie this morning and keep her in our prayers this morning. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay, another unspoken request there. Anyone else this morning? Just a couple things. We want to continue lifting up Ben Wilson. Have we heard anything yet? Okay. Man, that's strange. Usually within a week or 10 days, you start to hear about results of testing. So we want to continue praying for Bonnie, as we shared last week. She's developed some other spots, and I don't know, have they made any adjustment on whether she's going to get that PET scan yet, or what's...
Well, she's supposed to be getting a medicine, some kind of a pill, somewhere to, like, what she's had before, when she broke out, so I don't know how this is going to work, but
Okay, thank you for that. Because the last time I talked to Kathy, she said they were going to put her on a chemo pill, but they were waiting to get approval or not. So I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so we want to definitely keep her and pray that this new chemo, she won't have reaction to it, and that it'll help to get some of those spots off of her around in this area here, and also a spot on her spine. And we definitely need to keep her in our prayers. And pray for Carla. They went up to Michigan this weekend to see their son and granddaughters, but as her hand continues to heal, I think as she got to through March, they will be taking off that thing, hopefully at the beginning of April, and then they'll be even doing more physical therapy with that kind of brace off then, because she had to have it on for 4 weeks, at least 4 weeks. So we'll see where that's at and continue to pray. She is hoping to play for Easter. But we appreciate your prayers for her. So I can't think of anybody else. Is there any others before we go to prayer then? All right. So there's several there this morning. And if some of those names kind of jumped out to you, you can lift those up quietly in your seats as she plays. And then I will come and close us out. Lord, as we just pause our hearts today, we just want to thank you for your peace. Your peace that passes all understanding. And sometimes when we're facing the situations of life that, or our friends or people that we care about are facing difficulties, we need your peace and we need your strength and your guidance. So we're grateful and thankful for that today. Lord, as we lift up the needs of those that have been mentioned, we want to pray for each of them and ask for your grace, your strength, your healing, for faith and encouragement for each of those. We lift up Connie today with whatever these health issues are, God. We just ask that your healing touch, your healing grace, your strength will be there with her right now. And Lord, we also lift up Mandy, who is going in for surgery this week. Lord, that you'll just guide the surgeon's hands, be with them, the nurses that are all working with her, and that they will be able to take care of what they need to do, and that she will have a speedy recovery. So we ask for your grace and your touch and your healing there with that. We lift up Alex, Lord, and we're thankful for some of the recovery that has started, but we're asking for your continued recovery in his life his body was affected by that shot. And we just pray that you will work there and minister and heal as only you can do. And Lord, we lift up Bonnie to you, Lord, and we're just asking for your continued healing touch, healing grace, healing presence. Lord, to be with her and upon her, those new spots that have formed, God, we just ask that you would touch those areas. And Lord, as she begins on this chemo pill, Lord, we just ask that she will not have a reaction to it, but that it will be able to do its work to keep those spots at bay and begin to even reverse them, Lord, as we trust you and ask for you to do this. And Lord, we lift up Ben to you, Lord, with that As they did brain surgery, God, and took out that tumor, we're just asking for your continued healing. We're not sure yet of what's going on there fully, but we just ask for your healing touch and your grace there. We lift up Carla, Lord, and we ask for your continued healing hand and recovery upon her hand and wrist there. And that area that they did the surgery on, God, that you'll just give that strength. And as she continues the physical therapy, that they will be able to help her to get her full flexibility and strength back in her hand in the weeks to come, Lord. And Lord, we lift up the Schwab family, Lord, with this loss of the loved one, that you would minister to there, grant your peace and grace and comfort. We lift up these three unspoken needs. Or maybe there's someone else, Lord, here today that has been facing something and maybe that they could not share. Lord, you know the situation, God, and we just ask for your grace and your strength and your touch to be there in people's lives today, and that you will continue to use us to be a blessing, to be there for people, to pray for people. Thank you, Lord, for each one that lifted up people's names there while Linda played earlier. And we just agree together, Lord, for each of these. And we continue to pray for peace in our world. Peace in with Ukraine and Russia and all that's happening over there and other places in our world, Lord. And we continue to ask your blessing upon the rest of our service. As we break the bread of your word, may you encourage us and speak to us and bless us, we pray, that we can go forth and be a blessing to others and be there for one another as we face the trials and difficulties and tests of life, because we know that you are there with us and that you are the one that takes us by the hand and leads us and guides us and gives us strength. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining with us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And so we're so thankful for your faithfulness. And we know that God is the one that makes a way and provides for us in our lives. And God uses us to turn and be a blessing in return. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. We place these gifts into your hand, O God. Bless them with your amazing love so they may become seeds springing up with new life in the world you love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from three passages we're going to look at this morning as we continue our series in the Lord's Prayer. And we're going to begin with our Matthew passage, and Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And then we're going to be looking at two other passages, one from James chapter 1, verse 12, and then 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. So let's begin with Matthew. Pray then this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. And then from James and 1 Peter, we'll begin with James chapter 1, verse 12. Those who stand firm during testing are blessed. They are tried and true. They will receive the life God has promised to those who love him as their reward. And then 1 Peter 4:12, dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray and ask God that the word will be blessed today and be real in our hearts and lives through the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. I've shared this many times before, and I thought I'd share it again. It's one of my favorites. 11 people were hanging on a rope under a helicopter, 10 men and one woman. The rope was not strong enough to carry them all, so they decided that one had to leave, because otherwise they were all going to fall. They weren't able to name the person until the woman gave a very touching speech. She said that she would voluntarily let go of the rope because, as a woman, she was used to giving up everything for her husband and kids and for men in general, and was used to always making sacrifices with little in return. As soon as she finished her speech, all the men started clapping. I had to share it. You know, I've shared many where I dig into the women a little bit, but I had to give us guys some there this morning, so, yeah. The Lord's Prayer: lead us not into, rather, deliver us. Let's look at it for a little bit this morning. When Jody and I went to Hawaii back in 2005, part of our package deal included a tour guide that went with us and led our group. In fact, our entire tour was divided into two groups, and the guy went with us, and I don't remember if it was a guy or a lady that led the other group. But anyways, so he led us through the entire time as we went and visited the four islands on our two-week time there in Hawaii. And our guide was a local. He knew the best places to see on the island that normally everybody wanted to go to. He knew where to go, what to do, and what to avoid along the way. And we were grateful for his guidance, because he saved us probably from a lot of unnecessary headache and trials along our tour. And no doubt, all of us know what it means to face difficulties in life, to face headaches, unnecessary headaches and trials along our ways. We face tests, we face temptations, and Jesus did too. In fact, if you go back to the temptation story that we are familiar with, we have the tendency to call it a temptation story because we, as you read it from the different gospel perspectives, there's this aspect of Jesus being tested, but also then being tempted by the devil as was, he was out in the wilderness fasting during those 40 days. And we know that he faced other trials, as the writer to the Hebrews tells us that Jesus has been tempted and tested in all points, like we do as human beings. And today, as we consider the next to the last part of our series on the Lord's Prayer, we begin by praying, "Do not bring us into temptation or testing, but rather deliver us from evil." Maybe we could say it this way: don't allow us to go it alone in the trials of life. Don't allow our faith to be overcome by evil in the tests and trials of life. Let's look at it this morning. And I'm going to kind of break it down like I normally do. So I want us to look at two things this morning as we look at it. And first of all, we're going to just talk in general about facing life's temptations and tests and get a little idea of what Jesus was trying to say to us about that. So the Lord's Prayer obviously reminds us, by us praying this way, that trials are part of life. The Apostle Peter said it this way, as I read earlier, "Dear friends, don't be surprised that you find yourself going through various trials and tests, fiery ones that we go through in life, as if something strange is happening to us." I mean, you don't have to live very long and you realize that life is a set of challenges, isn't it? Challenges that need to be overcome, challenges that will take us down paths that lead us in ways that are not for our best versus paths that lead us down ways that are for our best. And we clearly see that by Jesus inviting us to pray this way. In fact, the word there that we always pray every Sunday, "lead us not into temptation," is a Greek word that refers to all kinds of outward tests or ordeals in life. And in some instances, the word includes afflictions or sufferings we may face because of going through those times. Now, I don't think I need to ask, but it's obvious. I can tell you a story right now. Some of you may have noticed, and maybe you never noticed it or not, but I don't know if anybody's ever noticed that I have a slight scar right here. Growing up, my grandpa's, after school, I would love to go up to grandpa's and be on the farm and help with the farm. And one Sunday afternoon, my parents were over at grandpa's. I was 10 years old, and like a curious 10-year-old, I went out and started messing around and act like I was farming and doing this and doing that. And I was cranking up the elevator, you know, that would take the hay or grain or corn up and put it in different things. And I was cranking away, and all of a sudden I realized, man, I cranked that way too high, and grandpa's going to notice that I was messing around with it. Well, dummy me, I did not know you could take it and just crank it back and it would go down. So I flipped the catch and it went whoosh, whoosh. And the next thing I know, I was getting up off the ground. Dazed, started walking up to the house, and the next thing I noticed, blood was coming down on my hands. And I started running, and I'll never forget when I was hollering as I came in the door. I don't know if Grandpa was in the in the kitchen, because you come in the back door and there's kind of the mud room, you know, the closet and different things. And as soon as he opened the door and saw me, I can almost hear him now, dang, burn it, you know, what happened? Oh my gosh, you know. And then the next thing you know, they're rushing me to the emergency room because of a choice that I had made. And it had to do with some ignorance and other things. But I faced some ordeals. I can still remember Dr. Wolf as I was laying in the emergency room. And he goes, you know, I can stick my finger in and touch your skull. So they had to do internal stitches and external stitches. But yep, I paid some sufferings for that. And guess what else happened? That's not the end of the story. I broke my nose. And yep, and I had to go in and have surgery. God bless me, I had to face ether. If anybody knows what ether is, that's what they used to give you a long time ago to put you to sleep, and almost everybody got sick on it. And then I had to wear a little cast on my nose. It was just a little metal thing over, and all my friends, God bless them, they called me Scarecrow. Yep. So, you know what? I face some consequences from that. We all do that. We face tests. We face decisions. Sometimes things are just thrown at us that we were not expecting. Health results. Maybe unwelcome news or a loss that we face. Maybe at work we keep experiencing harassment from a person that we should not be experiencing or going through. And then, like always, we face temptations. We face where we have to make right or wrong choices. I wish we always made the right choices. I wish I always made the right choices. But sometimes we don't. And so it reminds me that when we pray, lead us not and deliver us, we admit Jesus knows our frailties. He does. He knows how weak we humans are. He experienced it. God wanted him to go through that and face that. As we read about it and sang about it this morning in our hymns, dealing with the cross and Calvary and beneath the cross. And I love the two line verses in both of those hymns that talk about the cross as God's love for us. Because Jesus faced those things and was faithful to the end, because he knows our human willpower alone is not enough and cannot keep us from falling and failing at times when we're going through tests and temptations. And the Bible is full of people who failed. Let me name some of them. Abraham. Yep, the father of our faith. Abraham. Sarah. Jacob, Moses, the one that gave us the Ten Commandments, Samson, David, Peter, but not Jesus. He was faithful. That's why we trust in him. That's why Jesus told his followers, using that same word for test or temptation, he said, stay alert and pray, lest you be tempted. Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He didn't want us to give up. That's the thing I want you to see this morning. We'll probably all fail through our testings and times. We'll probably give in to temptations. We will probably mess up, sin, miss the mark. All of those words we use to describe that. But that's why we turn to Jesus and keep the faith, because Jesus knows we'll fall and fail. That's why he forgives. He forgave Peter and even sent him out and said, I'm going to let you be over my sheep, my lambs. And he said that you will fail and give up, or you will fail and fall, but don't give up. Sorry, let me clarify that. And Jesus understands, and he was with us. And he encourages us to pray and keep going. So what do we need in that? Well, here's what we need. We need God's guidance and strength through all of that. Even Jesus, when he was going to face the cross, he wrestled with that and talked to God, as we know of as the Gethsemane moment in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed and he said, "Not my will, Lord, but yours." This reminds me, and the Lord's Prayer reminds us, we need God's help when facing the trials of life. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, "Call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you." Help! Mayday! SOS! God, I need some wisdom. I need some guidance. I need some strength. And God is there to give us that. Like I was showing with Katie, God is there to take us by the hand. Jesus is there to help us go and sidetrack some of those places that we should not go and go in a different way so we don't get sidetracked and we don't lose our faith along the way. And then when we pray, "Lead us not and deliver us," we depend on God to uphold us through the trials. James said, "Those who stand firm during testing are blessed. They are tried and true." And that is how we walk through those times in our lives. We're asking God to support us through the tests of life, to the trials. Let me ask you a question. And it's not really in my notes, but have you ever noticed in an area where you walk through in life where you seem to not trust God over and over and over again in that area, how you keep coming back and facing that area again? I don't know if any of you have ever been there, whatever it may be, whatever it may involve. I think we've probably all been there, and there's something about where God wants us to pass the test so that God can push us forward into something even better or greater. And most of all, so that our faith gets deeper and stronger and we do not lose faith. And you know what? Part of this is also then helping one another. When we see our brother or sister in Christ or our loved ones and they're going through a hard time, they're facing a trial in their lives, and we stand with them and support them. You know, I was going to ask the question, but I ended up using it for the kids. Have you ever played a game before where you were blinded and was led around by that person? I know I did when I was a kid, and I think even one time, I don't remember the circumstances, we did it as an adult. The most obvious one that we've probably done it with is pin the tail on the donkey. Yes, yes, yeah. And in that moment, you have to depend on either a person or sometimes in the group with pin the tail on the donkey, you got to discern which voice should you listen to that are all shouting at you as you're trying to do that, who you're going to trust and who you're going to depend on in that time. And I think this gets to the heart of this, what Jesus is praying here, or inviting us to pray. We cannot make it through life's tests, trials, and temptations without God as our tour guide, who leads us through where God will make a way for us. You know, I'm incredibly grateful for God who leads us around and through the traps of life and delivers us from evil. Do not bring us into the trial, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes to maybe say hi to a few people, and then we'll go ahead and close out and sing that chorus. There is something about that name.
Thank you.
sign together as we get ready to sing it this morning? Let's sing it now. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that. Let's sing it again now. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Forgiven and never forgotten, we go in peace.
We believe in the protection shelter of God's love.
Know that God will strengthen and keep us and guide us on our journey ahead. Amen. Amen.